If Shimshon Fall Hirsch takes this parak of Bitsesi's Svalm and Mitzrayim to a whole new level, he explains, what does Yisrael mean? Yisrael is the idea that we are the nation which proclaims the all-surpassing dominion of Hashem. We represent the all-powerful, infinite creator of the world. What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is humanity. It's the state that is mighty and arrogant, that idolizes the power of man and nature. So you've really got two forces coming into conflict with each other. Klal Yisrael, which represent the power of Hashem, and Mitzrayim, which represent the power of nature. What is Beis Yaakov? Beis Yaakov is the family of Yaakov. And as we've mentioned before, Laz, Layez, an alien language, they speak an alien tongue, or they ridicule Jewish ethics, a Jewish way of life. And our forefathers pass a supreme test because we leave Mitzrayim as Yisrael, we leave Amloyes as Beis Yaakov. Even though we've lived in a state that only worships their own power of man, we've lost nothing of our relationship with Hashem and our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the idea of being taken out, Goy Mikere of Goy. When Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim, Yehuda represents this concept of might, of strength. They become the sanctuary of Hashem. Unlike the power of Mitzrayim, which is about human power, we become representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. That's why Haisa is in the feminine, not Haya Yehuda L'Kodshoi, Haisa Yehuda L'Kodshoi. It's feminine in as much as Yehuda's been taken, he has no masculine arrogance there. All the arrogance was taken away. And Yehuda sees himself, so to speak, as the female in the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, solely dependent on Hashem. Yisrael, the family of Yaakov, we're now Klal Yisrael. We're not Memshaltai. We're not one great circle in the midst of which Hashem will sit as a ruler. Mamshalosav. Lots of circles. Klal Yisrael is made up of lots of different spheres. Whether it's the houses, whether it's the mishpachas, the families, the shvatim, the tribes, lots of different circles here. In the middle of every one of these Jewish circles, Hashem alone reigns. In each entity within Klal Yisrael, from the smallest circle to the biggest circle, it's the Ratzon Hashem and the Dvar Hashem that shapes every facet of our lives. And then when this has happened, when Yehuda has become Hashem's sanctuary, when Klal Yisrael has become the kingdom of Hashem on earth, Hashem then causes the physical world, the seas, the rivers, the mountains, the hills, all of these physical supports on the stage of human and world history to sense the coming of the great moment. The significance of that moment extends far beyond the confines of the Jewish people. And therefore, this pasuk is telling us, and if you ask the fleeing sea, you ask the river that flows backwards, ask the hills and the mountains that rise and sink again, what does this moment mean? What does this upheaval of earth's nature proclaim? They're going to say one thing, Melifnei Hashem, Melifnei Adon Chol Haaretz. This moment, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who at this moment is beginning his dominion over earth, he's the Elokei Yaakov. He's just taken out for himself the most powerless of people who have sunk below all the nations of the world. Why has he done it? To show that through Klal Yisrael, Hashem's power and presence on earth exists. That men and nations don't simply exist for the purpose of unfolding their power. Rather, we're representative of Hashem's power. Milifne, before him. He's on high, but at the same time, he's very near. The earth, so to speak, is going into labor, like a woman who's about to give birth. The birth pangs of life that renews its strength. He takes the most compact, solid rock and turns it into an agamayim, a receptacle for clean, fresh water. Chalamish, hard pebbles into a spring that pours from within them. It's a birthing moment for the world. And this, says Rav Hirsch, should this not perhaps also proclaim to the earth that in view of this work of Hashem, begun with Klal Yisrael's entry into the history of nations, the hearts of men, which until now have been closed and solid like rocks, will eventually be open to receive Hashem's truth. And the divine spark that is dormant between in the stony human heart will awaken and unfold. So it's not just the world, it's the heart of every human being can start to flow as a result of that which happens from Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satira.